So where am I holding on to old stories from the past? And where can I look at those stories, those pieces, and ask, are they still serving me? Is it still serving me to be holding on to these pieces? Why am I still holding on to these pieces? And can I let them go?
Another Kind of Mother is about rewriting the script around our ideas of mother and mothering across cultures, historically and spiritually, in order to free both women and men from within the constraints of a dying paradigm. And all of this in service to creating a more beautiful world. I'm Delphine, and I'm really glad you're here.
Mother's Day is a week away. And if you are listening or watching this podcast, I'm guessing there's a chance that this relationship with this entity we call mother may have its own particular challenges. And the invitation that has been in my field most recently is to use this tool I talk about a lot, which is the tool of the mirror, to address this relationship we have with our mother, with our children, whether they are present in our lives or on this planet or not. And in case you're unfamiliar with this tool, you may have heard of it as when you're pointing one finger at somebody else, there are three pointing back at you. Meaning, when you are having a charged reaction to someone else saying you are doing XYZ, three times that is pointing back at you. And I know just the idea of that can make the circumstance feel even more charged. Well, I'm not being entitled. I'm not acting like a victim. I'm not, you know, doing the things we say that they're doing. But that charged reaction is providing us with a mirror, with a gift, with an opportunity to heal something. So perhaps in this time between now and Mother's Day, or if it's after Mother's Day when you're hearing this, you can take this opportunity to, whether it's riffing in your head or writing in your journal, the feelings that you have around about this person you call mother, around your children, and let yourself just go. Just let it rip and dredge up every underground, uncomfortable, dark, ugly piece that is in existence somewhere there. And this may seem counter to the idea of healing the relationship with mother, but it's how we do it. It's a way to do it. Because when we can see all of those shadow pieces and see how and where we are treating ourselves in the ways that perhaps we were treated, we can begin to write a new story. We can begin to heal those places. If I was to say, my mother is just so angry and resentful and just is holding on to all these old stories from the past. When is she going to let them go? If I turn that around and I say to myself, where am I still so angry and resentful and holding on to stories, and when am I going to let them go? What's real, what's true may not come up in the immediate moment, but maybe in 24 hours, or maybe in the coming week, or maybe in a dream. If you're open to it, a response, an opening, a gift of what this lesson is for you will be shown. And when we can take that to heart and then address those pieces, instead of blaming somebody else, instead of blaming somebody out there, that's when we begin to really be able to heal and address those pieces. So where am I holding on to old stories from the past? And where can I look at those stories, those pieces, and ask, are they still serving me? Is it still serving me to be holding on to these pieces? Why am I still holding on to these pieces? And can I let them go? Can I really let them go? Not just with a bypassy kind of phrase. Where can I make a conscious gesture of letting go? The law of attraction and the secret and all of that stuff brought this whole affirmation piece to an even more prominent place where, yes, we can create whatever we want, but unless the intention beneath the intention is true and is aligned and is coming from our heart, whatever it is we create in the world, whether it's a house or a car or a job or a relationship or whatever, is not going to stick long term. And so in this healing of this relationship with mother, in this healing of this relationship with our children, when we look at these pieces, we are being shown in the mirrors, giving ourselves the gift of being willing to see whether or not we're willing to let go of those pieces. And if we are, doing a meaningful, heartfelt ritual of some sort, whether it's writing these things out on a piece of paper and burning them and saying a prayer, or taking a bath and washing away all of the old stories, all of the old stuff with intention. It's that heartfelt, true desire that will ultimately create the shift. And so in this window, whether it's a week or whether it's the rest of your life, being able to recognize these fingers pointing back at us, whether it is in relationship to our mother, to our children, to the person in front of us at the grocery store, wherever. Using that reflection in the mirror and not trying immediately to fix it, to understand it, to figure it out, but give it some space to really land in our hearts and then ask ourselves, are we truly, really ready to heal and let go of this piece? And there will be many pieces, and there will be many layers. And it may sound like a daunting, endless climb up the mountain, but with each step, you're that much closer than you were before. And so, in going from an ambivalence about this holiday, this relationship, to a willingness to be just that much closer to healing, that is what we came here to do.
Thanks for joining me on Another Kind of Mother. If you enjoyed the podcast and can review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it'll help this message reach more people. And a special thanks to Wendy Colonna for our theme song called Shine.